Hallelujah, to break every chain. Hallelujah, power in the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of Jesus to break every chain in your life. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, your spiritual multivitamin, your spiritual exercise, your spiritual covering to fight every attack of the enemy. It is hot manna for your soul. I am your host, evangelist, attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, altar call, our live prayer, and ending with our task for today. And I say to all of you listening now, and to those of you who will listen to the recording later on, this is fire! This is fire! This is daily fire. Let's get ready to get your blessing today. For today's teaching, we are in the book of Ephesians in the New Testament, chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. Again, that is the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, make sure you don't miss the fire. You don't miss your blessing by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen whenever you like. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can also send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, see the upcoming itinerary, everything that's going on. It's on rossi.org, rawsi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Again, we are in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Verses 11 through 16, reading from the KJV. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, and to a perfect man, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things which is the head, even Christ, last verse, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Come on and give God a great hallelujah for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is finding your place in the ministry in church. Finding your place in the ministry and in the church. Now, what I just read to you in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16, starting with verse 11, is what is commonly referred to as the five-fold ministry. Many times you will hear pastors reference the five-fold ministry, and this is where they get this from. It said he gave some, number one, apostles, and some, number two, prophets, and Psalm number three, evangelists, and Psalm number four, pastors, and number five, teachers. So that's where we get the term, the five-fold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And although I said number one, number two, that's not a ranking of hierarchy or authority. And Paul said here that the reason God has set this fivefold ministry in place in the church in verse 12 is to do what? For the perfecting of the saints and for the work of ministry to edify the body of Christ. In other words, it is not so that any one office can be, more acclaimed than the other, or so that any one of the fivefold ministry can be something that you need to give more honor to the other, but it's for them to all come together to perfect or grow the saints. For the work of the ministry. Well, what is the work of ministry? It is to convert souls to Christ and to grow the kingdom of God. He said to edify, glory, the body of Christ. But a lot of times the issues that we find in church pertain to the fact that people don't know how to determine where they're supposed to be within the body. You have evangelists who are trying to be pastors, and you got teachers who are trying to be prophets. And when people are out of place, when people are out of order, then the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, the edification of the body of Christ, as Paul said in verse 12, cannot occur. He said, till we all come into the unity of faith. In verse 13, see, there is a purpose, there is a motive behind God having set these things in place. It is not so that we can just have pastor anniversary. It's not so that you can just give thousands and thousands of dollars to the evangelist when he or she comes for the revival. It is not so that people can take titles that they haven't even earned. If you notice now, everybody's doctor so-and-so, but they don't even have an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree, much less any other degree. They have a high school diploma, but every pastor all of a sudden wants to be called doctor. They want the title without the work. They want the respect without going in and doing what is required. Paul said he didn't give these titles for people to just run around and jump on your coattails. He said it's to perfect the saints. Glory. Walk the ministry and edify the body of Christ. Now, does that mean, isn't this some good teaching on daily fire? This is how you get your coverage to fight every enemy, to fight every obstacle. Why? Because I'm giving you knowledge, and knowledge is power when you apply it. Now, does that mean that every person is going to be an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, or a teacher? No. Some are going to be supporters of that fivefold ministry. You're going to support because you're in the choir and you help usher in the anointing and spirit of Christ so that the pastor can come in and preach that word because God inhabits the praises of his people. Some of you are going to be ushers. Some of you are going to be the pianists or the musicians. Some of you are going to be those who help the pastor on pastor's aid. Some of you are going to be in missions to do outreach to others to fulfill the edict of Christ, to serve the widows and those who are less fortunate. Some of you will be part of cleaning the church, and you can't ever look down on the people who clean the church, because I tell you, if you ever go into a dirty church, you will appreciate the people who clean the church. But the fivefold ministry is there, but you got to seek God, glory, about your place in the ministry, your place in the leadership. Because he said here that it's for the perfecting of the saints. You see, if you're not in your right place, then the perfecting of the saints to an optimal occurrence of 100% will not exist. See, I am an evangelist. And many times I've had people say to me, you should start your own church. You should be a pastor. And I appreciate the good intentions, because what they're telling me is they see the anointing on my life and the ability to shepherd and teach. But I tell them immediately, that's not my call. That's not my office. See, you want me to be the pastor because I exhort well. I am now a person who is more compassionate than I used to be, but a pastor has to have long suffering with people, and those who know me know I don't have that. I don't want to have to tell you the same thing over and over and over. See, that's what a pastor does. A pastor has to be long suffering, because a pastor has to deal with your sin and your mess every day. They don't get a reprieve. They don't get a break. Every time they come on Sunday, somebody got something they want the pastor to deal with. Every time they come for Bible study, somebody wants the pastor to deal with it. And a lot of times it seems that members could really work out between themselves. They got a little schism or argument going on, and instead of them working it out between themselves or giving it to God, they dump everything on the pastor. I can't be a pastor, because I would cut this stuff off quickly. You have to know what is your place in the body. He said some apostles. Now, the only foundational apostles that exist are the 12 that walked with Jesus. And then the additional apostles who were called to help those apostles and take the apostles the place of Judas, those are the only foundational apostles. There are no more of them. Apostles today is in the sense of those who start churches, start ministries. I don't mean you just started your church. I'm talking about apostles. They go out and they start whole church communities and plant seeds. There's no more of the original 12. And some prophets, what is a prophet? A prophet is a person who operates under the calling and the anointing of Christ to bring you a word of warning or a sharp word of repentance. If you tell the prophets in the Bible, Elijah and Jeremiah and Elisha, they didn't come in and try to give you soft and fluffy words. They said, repent. They said, God said, King, if you don't repent, he's going to take your kingdom away. You will know someone who has a prophetic anointing, because when they come in, they cut you sharp. They cut you deep. When they finish you on the altar in repentance, because they did not come to prophesy a new car. They didn't come to prophesy a new house. I'm not talking about these people who just want to be a prophet. I'm talking about those who are called to be a prophet. And then the evangelist. We exhort. That's why you call an evangelist in to run a revival. An evangelist exhorts the people. An evangelist encourages people. Now, the evangelist may sometimes use the sharp words. An evangelist may other times just be all in the spirit of encouragement. But the evangelist is not there to be the shepherd over your soul. That's the pastor. The pastor has to be long-suffering. You cannot start a church if you don't have the patience to deal with people's isms and schisms. You cannot be a pastor if you don't have the compassion to deal with people when they're backslidden and when they're in sin. You cannot be a shepherd if you're so willing to throw your sheep to the wolves. I'm talking about finding your place. Isn't this a good word? And then the teacher. Someone who can really expound upon that word of God. Now, I also operate as a teacher, but I know my call and my office is the evangelist. Where are you fitting in the ministry? Seek the Lord. And if you are not called to the office of the fivefold, then your body ability or your office or your calling is to help. Now, that's not your spiritual gift. Hopefully, the Lord will let me get into the difference between the calling and the spiritual gifts later on this week. But very quickly, before we go into prayer, I'm going to take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 12 through 18. I don't have time to read the whole thing, but for those of you who are taking notes, again, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 18. I'm just going to read first few verses. For as the body is one, this is Paul speaking again to the Corinthians, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit, for the body is not one member but many. If the foot shall say, isn't this a good word? Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him. Find your place in God's kingdom. Find your place in the ministry. Are you fivefold or are you a supporter? Find your place in the church and do it to the best of your ability as servants unto God and not unto men. If you are a singer, sing with all your might. Sing with the anointing of Christ until the anointing destroys the yoke and people begin to cry out to God, because the power of your anointing moves their spirit, moves their souls. It is not enough to move their bodies, because you can go to a club and get your body moved, but at the church, your soul ought to be moved. If you are the usher, usher in the people with all your might and serve unto the Lord. You are the first person they see when they walk into the house of God. Have a spirit of joy and enthusiasm. Smile and direct them to their seats. Be attentive throughout the service for what is needed. What is going on with the people? Do they need a fan? Do they need some water? Are the children crying out so much that it's becoming a distraction? And you have to quietly go to them and say, hey, we have a place over here. You can come with your kids. In other words, whatever it is you are called to do, find your place. The body needs you. We need the foot. We need the eye. We need the nose. We need the ears. There is no one who is insignificant in the kingdom of God. And if you will find your place, we're about to go into prayer, then you can do what Paul said in our foundational scripture of Ephesians. And you can help perfect the saints. Glory. Walk the ministry. And we can edify the body of Christ. But you must know who you are, what you are called to, and where you're supposed to be in the ministry of the Lord. Isn't this a good word? Let's go into prayer. Ooh, I feel this. Hopefully tomorrow I can teach you about spiritual gifts. This is why the church doesn't prosper. People just don't know what the structure and the foundation of church is supposed to be. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you for this great word today on finding our place in the ministry, in the kingdom, and in the church, so that we can help edify your body, Lord, so that we can help convert people and bring them into the kingdom of Christ. Lord, help us today to seek you, God, to understand if we are the apostle or the prophet or the evangelist or the pastor or the teacher, or if we are there to support the fivefold ministry, if we are the prayer warriors, if we are the intercessors, if we are the psalmists and the singers, if we are the ushers and the leaders, if we are the hospitality. Help us, God, to find our rightful place. Because God, when every part of the body, every organ and every vein and every artery. When everything is in the rightful place, only then, God, can we see the fulfillment of your word, that we henceforth be no more children, but that we grow and we operate on the feet of God. Help us, Lord, keep from not get caught up in what others are doing. Help us not to worry about God, what others are doing, but to find our place and to serve well, so that we may hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Help us not to be envious. Help us not to be jealous of another person's call, another person's gift, another person's service. Lord, help us just to be who we are. You need every one of us in the body. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them coming in and bless them going out. Bless them when they rise and bless them when they lie down. Touch them, protect them, cover them, anoint them, save them, sanctify, deliver, and set free. Fill them with your spirit, meet every need, and answer every prayer. In the name of Jesus, we count it done. Everybody say thank you, Lord. Come on, wherever you are, the lines are muted. Just begin to tell them, thank you, Jesus. Tell them, thank you for this powerful word. The bondage has been set free. You've been delivered now because you know how to find your place by seeking God. Hallelujah. Let's do the altar call and then we have to end. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who did not know what your office or call was, those fivefold ministries, those are offices in the church, okay, or in the ministry of Christ. For those of you who didn't know what your office was, if you were part of the fivefold, or if you're supposed to be supporting, or for those of you who did, but now you really, really need to seek God about how to even elevate that to another level of serving God even more, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of not knowing my place in the body of Christ. I repent of not serving you the best I could have. I repent of going over into someone else's call instead of staying in my own lane. Now, Lord, I ask forgiveness. Now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I repent and I rededicate myself to you. Now, Father, I confess that I am saved. Now, Father, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Father, I confess that I will find my place in ministry. I will find my place in the church. I will find my place in the kingdom, and I will operate there. I will not be envious of other people. I will not be jealous of other people, because I know that all of us are necessary in the kingdom of Christ. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family of Christ. Come on and give God praise. Just give God praise for liberating you today. Come on and give him praise. Welcome to the family of Christ. For those of you who rededicated, welcome home. Everyone, make sure that you're spending time with the Lord every day. That is how you stay saved. Make some time to be here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire. And if you can't tune in live, make sure you follow so you will get the recording, or you can hear it immediately after the broadcast on my ministry website, rawsi.org, rawsi.org. Now, our topic for today's Daily Fire is finding your place in the ministry and in the church. Your task for today, now that you know what the fivefold ministry is, and you know whether you're part of that or whether you're part of supporting that, it is to seek God. Seek God, first of all, to disclose to you exactly where you fit. And then secondly, to do that to the best of your ability every day.
And when you do that thing, then you will see God move in you and edify the body of Christ through what you have done. All right? I will see you in the morning. Make sure you tune in. A change is going to come. This is fire. This is fire. This is fire. I'll see y'all tomorrow for tomorrow's Daily Fire. This is fire. Hallelujah.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.